And let's stand together. When the morning comes, on the bottom hill, I will sing your name. I will praise you too. When dark trials come, my heart is filled with the weight of God. I will praise you. Just remain standing for a little bit. This morning, I would like to just give honor where honor is due. Romans chapter 13 tells us to do that. Today, we are most definitely going to honor our dear sister, Miss Wanda. Tomorrow morning, or tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we'll have a memorial service, and the rest of the community and her own family will be part of that. But today is for us. Today is for us, and I invite you to praise the Lord. You know, the one line in this song that drew me to this song for this morning, even when dark trials come. It was a difficult, long walk for her and for us in those last number of months, yet I will praise him still. You know, David, when his son died, he got up from his mourning, and he dressed himself, and he gave praise to God. For us, most definitely, with Wanda where she is today, hallelujah. And it makes me long a little bit more, one more person, weighty, long for heaven. But today, I want to celebrate the Lord, I want to celebrate life, and I want to talk about our family here, as well as talk about our dear sister Wanda. Heavenly Father, we want to commit to you. Ourselves, that we might stand up this morning, lift our countenance up to you because you're the lifter of our head, and praise you. Father, there's grief, there's mourning, there's a need for comfort, but there's also the wonderful, wonderful truth that to be absent from this body is to be present with Jesus. We glorify you. Thank you for that promise of yours. We haven't seen that yet. But we definitely have faith to say, Lord, I can't explain it. I can't tell how it works, but we believe you at your word. Thank you. Father, help us to worship in song, worship in truth, worship in testimony this morning, worship in communion, that reminder that we all belong to you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's go ahead and sit down and share our lives a bit here. I do want to leave a little room for some testimonies, and my plan is to do more music today than we typically do. I'd like to have just a little scripture time and just a few comments of my own and then more music, and then we'll go into the communion as well this morning. Interesting that when we dug Warren's grave, We found a heart-shaped stone, and we put that on his grave. And there were more added to that over the years by Libby specifically, and maybe by some other people. But as we were digging Miss Wanda's, I found another heart stone. It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. Symbolic, but I think appropriate as well. So there's a rejoicing along with the heartache too. Gentlemen that are wearing a tie, this is the Sunday after Miss Wanda's birthday. And I don't know how many years we have done this. Thank you for being a part of that. I think they began coming to church here somewhere in 1998 or so. So it's been quite a long time. I could be off a year or two. And somewhere early on, she told me, well, I like men in ties. So we thought, oh, we'll have fun. I know a lot of you heard this story. Some of you might not have heard it yet. But each year we have honored her, and we figured at least one more time, and I think very appropriately. So in honor of our dear sister who has gone on, let's sing a little bit more here.
I will sing. Thank you. amazing love. Thank you.
that description that we find in the scripture from Ezekiel, some in Revelation, clothed in rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning, rolling thunder that we've sung in this song. Wanda was an artist. Wanda was an artist. We've seen some rainbows. My family, or my wife and mother-in-law just experienced something we've never experienced before on a flight back from Mexico. The sun was just right, the clouds were just right, that there was a perfect circular rainbow with our jet shadow right in the middle of it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That rainbow and the rainbows that we see are so limited. When Ezekiel said he saw as if a rainbow of colors around the throne, and the pavement of the throne like sapphire. Oh, Miss Wanda's having a good time. Now she can see color purely and understand that it comes from the glory of that creative creator God. Amen. Before the throne of God above. Father, when you look at us, you don't look at us in our brokenness any longer, because we are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the righteousness of Christ, the robe of righteousness that we put on because he put on our sin. Thank you. Thank you for, again, the time that we can celebrate as we grieve, knowing that our grief is temporary. We can celebrate life in Jesus and look up, knowing that our redemption draws near. Thank you for the truth of these songs and others that we'll sing. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would guide my words in the next few minutes and our hearing and heart to receive truth from you as our Abba, Father, our Daddy that comforts. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We will be going from the bit of scripture I've got into communion directly, and they have a couple of more songs after that. So, family, I've got my prop. For years, I had one that represented what it was supposed to be, but it was more decorative, a cheapie you could buy at Walmart. And my brother Ken came up with this one and gave this to me this last year. Again, though, it's representative. What Greek word does it represent?
Axios.
Axios.
Axios. What does axios mean?
Bring up the beam.
Okay. We've got weight on one side, and you know what the scale, the balance scale is for. How much weight is going to be required on this side to bring up the beam? It's a word used in our scripture. It's used a number of times. This morning, we're not going to look at a place that uses it, but we're going to look at a place that very much is represented by it. The scripture uses it, walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. Here's what Christ has done and made you. He's called you to. Now, bring up the beam. Axios. As I said earlier, Romans 13, the Apostle Paul clearly tells us to give honor where honor is due. We can say some things about Miss Wanda now that she wouldn't have let us say before. As I do that, it is clear in my mind, and I hope to make it clear in your mind, that she doesn't want the glory. She doesn't need to hear her name over and over and name up in lights. And I would say probably most of us here are on that same wavelength. But at the same time, the work that God did in this sister has impacted a lot of us, impacted a lot of people. And what I'd like to look at this morning is a little bit about her and a whole lot about what God is doing in us and her. Would you please turn with me to Philippians chapter 1? One of the last clear statements that Wanda Goines made. Martha, you were there.
So was Martha.
You were there. One of the last clear statements she made was what, ladies?
The King is coming.
The King is coming. A life devoted to God, a life devoted to His Scripture, a life devoted to truth, there in the end when everything is fuzzy and weird, they've never been there before. Out of all of it came this heart truth, foundational truth, and I believe that last word is a good last word for us to listen to. The King is coming. When they told me that, I mean, I just had a heart jump of delight. The King is coming. And that's just not about her death. Her body's going to quit in a little while, and it did a few days later. The King is coming, the one whom it is all about. Philippians 1, Paul, verse 1, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints who are in Christ Jesus, who are in Philippi, including the overseers and the deacon, the leadership in the church, that's God's design. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now. Here's the direction I would like to take this. And there's a few times over my years here that I believe God has nudged me away from the routine that I'd planned. And we're going back to Luke, God willing, real soon, during this time on Sunday mornings. I couldn't do it this week. My mind wasn't going there this week. And where my mind was going was, oftentimes in our Bible, God instructs, God challenges, God encourages, God demands, and we are listening and say, okay, God, help me to perform that now. Help me to do that. But there's a few times where God writes into a people group and says, you've done well. You've done well. And that's the role I would like to take this morning. Many of us here have played a role in Wanda's life as she has played a very good role and a strategic role in many of our lives. Like a mother to some that didn't have a good mother and grandmother and artist, and she's witty, she's fun, right? In this last stage was the most difficult maybe she's ever faced because she's never done that before. And the team that came alongside her includes those who were in-house with her, sitting next to her, helping move her from her chair to the potty. But it also includes everyone in this room and beyond this room who are part of other fellowships and are there this morning instead of here, part of the body of Christ that somehow or other even uttered her name before the Lord. For those that played a part, you might think your part was small and insignificant, and I have to say no, because you were called by God to play that little part, and it relieved others to play their part. The care that she received, the nurse from hospice, one of you ladies, tell me what the nurse said about the care that Wanda got.
She had never seen this before. And you know, she's been doing hospice a long time. She had never seen a church come together and care like this, care for a person like this. Never.
You can't come up with all the names. You know, let's put it out there. Part of the participation in the gospel that Philippians is talking about, I think, is not just speaking the gospel evangelistically. It includes that, but it talks about living it out. It talks about the cooperation and the good news that Christ is here. And I believe participation in the gospel includes this sort of ministry that we have had. I absolutely do. And I believe our Abba Father is wanting to say, well done, well done. You made it a little more comfortable, a little easier for her to pass from here to his presence. I have to say, well done. A little bit further in Philippians. Verse 6, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it till the day of Christ Jesus. He's not done with you yet. He's not done in you. He's not done with you. For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all because I have you in my heart. Since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me. For God is my witness how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Turn to the right to the book of Colossians chapter 1. These are passages that I didn't know Dave was covering in Sunday school, and he didn't know I'd be covering here, but we've got common ground this morning. Colossians chapter 1, and I'd like to begin at verse 9. Similar context. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge or true knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects, bearing fruit. And by the way, that is our word axios. I forgot that that was in this text before my introduction. Walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. A couple of thoughts. Let me just read what I believe is to be for us this morning. I believe that Wanda's church family, including some who attend other fellowships on Sunday, have in fact walked through this season in a manner that is worthy of the gospel. You've brought up the beam. We have brought up the beam. I want to tell you some words that were given to me a couple of days ago, and prior to that as well, from three of Wanda's sons. They looked at me and said, oh, we appreciate you so much. You have done so much for me. That's hard for me to hear. I translated that because I believe they intended it different. When they're talking to me, who are they thinking about? It is. I happen to be the representative. I happen to be the shepherd, the under-shepherd to the great shepherd. I didn't do all that. I couldn't have done all that. You did things that I never, ever could have. And for me to say, oh, yeah, wow, look at me, is stupid. They didn't intend it, and I didn't receive it. I want to pass on to you those same words because I believe they were intended for this body and, again, some that are not here with us right now. You have done so much. Thank you, truly, from the heart of her sons. As far as I know, that don't know Jesus yet. That's powerful. This has been a journey, at least one leg of our journey. And as pilgrims, Peter calls us strangers and aliens here, we are to move forward, drawing on the grace of God, looking for opportunities, big or small, to live out the love with which he first loved us. 1 John says, we love because he first loved us. This is one leg of the journey. This is one task. And we can look back now and say, thank you, God. Thank you for the opportunity. And then we need to turn and look ahead and say, Lord, what is next? This doesn't finish up the story. Whatever it's going to be, whatever it's going to look like, little or large, God knows. In Ephesians, he says that God has foreordained that we should walk in those good works like that. Let's look for the next opportunity and see where God wants to use us. It is so odd to me, God, who is so able to just instantly do all the stuff, turns it over to us feeble, broken human beings that have schedules and have desires and have all our, you know, and he says, here you go. Please turn to John chapter 13. And please, if you feel that I'm not talking to you because you didn't participate in the way that you can see in Miss Wanda's life, you being here part of our fellowship, for one, was part of her life. And I would say also, while the team was doing what they're doing here, you had a task over here, and that's right. What is yours and what is mine? John chapter 1, we are with Jesus at that last supper, we call it, with the disciples. I believe communion had already taken place. We're about to partake of that. Chapter 13, John 13. Judas was there at the table, and Jesus said the words, talked about, one of you is going to betray me. And he said, the one that dips with me, and Jesus dipped and handed him the bread. That's earlier in chapter 13. Judas, verse 30, after receiving the morsel, went out, and immediately it was night. He went out immediately and finalized the process of betrayal of our Lord Jesus. The 11 disciples were left with Jesus, those that were true at heart with Jesus, broken and feeble, yeah, wrapped up in their own insecurities and issues, yes, designed by God to do an amazing work, unbelievable. Why didn't God choose perfect, mature, men to do this task, because there aren't any. You guys. Verse 31. When therefore he had gone out, Judas had gone out, Jesus said to the remaining 11, "Now is the Son of Man glorified." And of course, they had no idea what he's talking about, because what's ahead of them is horrific. This is a lose-lose situation. But the perspective of God, the God view, is now watch the glory. The Son of Man will be glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, Jesus and the Father, and will glorify him immediately. Jesus talks to these grown men. Maybe some of them were older than him. As he says, little children, Peter, James, John, Thaddeus, down to the list of the 11, little children. Because you've got to imagine these guys in a frightful position, not understanding things that he'd already said or about what he's going to say. They are feeling insecure and little, unable, incapable of even handling what he is saying to them. Little children. Little children. I am with you a little while longer, but that's about to change. That's implied. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, in this text, it has to be not those of Judah, but those in a general sense of the Hebrew leaders of Israel. As I said to the Jews, I now say to you also, where I am going, you cannot come. There's another fearful word. 3 years they had been with him. 3 years he had provided for them. He's about to protect them in chapter 18. But now they're going to set out on their own, because he's telling them that's the next step, the next phase. Where I am going, you cannot come. I'm going there and you're going here. And he gives them some marching orders. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. How many different ways does that need to be said before we get it? You know, it's kind of pretty basic, but what does it mean? How does it flesh out? What does it look like? May I tell you, we have just fleshed that out. In this case, it looked like this. Good job. Praise God for that opportunity. Why did she have to linger so long suffering? As I recall, I've had two people at that state in my past as a pastor ask me, how do you die? They've done everything else before. I used to ask as a kid sometimes, insomnia, how do I sleep? And you lay there and do your, you know, finally you wake up. And say, how'd that happen? I don't know how that happened. Not unlike death. How do I die? Now, Miss Wanda didn't say that to me, but you know what? She started talking about being ready to go. Anytime, Lord. Anytime, Lord. Anytime, Lord. Why did she remain on? I believe for us to complete our task. For us to see the Lord God at work in her, around her, for the family to see that, but really for us to be more ready. For us to be more ready to let go on the temporary, where I'm going, you can't come. That case, I think, has happened, but you're gonna be there. Continue that. Side benefit. Oftentimes this passage is turned to for verse 35, but 35 is only a side benefit. Read that side benefit with me. By this love for one another, all men will know that you're my disciples. Don't do it just for that reason. It's going to happen because they're watching. Three of her sons have voiced to me the amazing support that her church family has been. And they would love to somehow make that up and pay back, but they know they can't even do that. They have seen something lived out which for a lifetime they have never seen. I would say they're not paying attention. That's included in the equation here. It's not that we're the only ones that have ever walked through this and done this right, but we have just done this. It's part of it. These that don't yet know the Savior have said these words in their own words. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for that side benefit. Not only the hospice nurse, there was somebody else. Every Monday morning for a long time, we prayed in Miss Wanda's living room. And for a long time, every Monday morning, a man would come and deliver meals on wheels to Miss Wanda for the day. And after a while, somebody looked in her refrigerator and said, I think she's got enough, so they cut that off. But almost every time it was delivered by a man named Wayne. After we cut that off, Wayne came back, what, three times? Just, he was in the community and just wanted to say hi. Just greet her. And he always had some encouraging thing for us. We dropped hints about the Lord and Wayne never, ever took the bait. You know what I'm saying? He never conversed about the Lord. So I'm thinking Wayne doesn't know the Lord yet. But you know what? He saw in action what was going on there as our dear sister was shrinking and we were just there with her in prayer and told him, we pray for you. God bless your day. Have a safe day, Wayne. And we were able to love on him. There's somebody else on the outside looking in saying, something's right there. Something's right. Good job. Well done. By this, all men will know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. We don't always need a kick in the pants. Sometimes we need just a little brief nudge that says, you're doing good. And I believe that's right where God has us right now. What's in line for next week? I don't know. Can we have a little break? I don't know. Some of us are in the thick of the next project already, the next task that God has ordained. I do know that. Move ahead. Anybody have a thought to share with us? The reminder of Jesus that joined us together, his broken body and his blood shed for us. We're going to share that right now.
Can I say something real quick? One of the things that, you know, I think back on it, one of Wanda's trademark sayings was what? God bless you. And she never, I don't think I ever left her house without her saying that.
I think I would say the same. And she meant it.
And thank you. You know, she told me over and over, did I tell that person thank you? Did I tell them thank you? If I didn't, make sure you tell them. So
thank
if
you.
She didn't say thank you, she would have said that.
Amen. Amen. Really, Wanda becomes kind of the catalyst to talk about God here and God's work. You understand that? She was a woman that was broken. She had problems. She had issues. Really. She wasn't walking on water yet. I think she would readily admit that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about God who's done this work, mighty work in her. And at the end, we got to, in some ways, pay back what she's given to so many. And I told her that. I said, you'd be doing this for somebody else. You have done this for others. So hallelujah for that, that opportunity. sons and daughters kneel at the throne of grace. Losers and winners, saints and sinners, one day we'll see His face. Stand together. Kings will surrender their crowns and worship Jesus. Yes, worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. The unfailing love is the love of God. All the power. we so clearly see from your scripture, from really from life itself, that it's not all about us, it's all about Jesus. But you came here because it was about us. You've loved us to the uttermost. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you again. Father, for the amazing way that you have used in here in the last little bit our sister's poem around this planet. Lord, I know that it's even possible 100 million views on that. Wow. May you continue using that to touch hearts and move them, bump them a little closer to the living God, the true God, and the truth about their aging and the truth about where they're going to go. Lord, use that in the lives of many people, please. Father, right here, we've got life to live. In a lot of ways, Lord, it's cleanup. Give us the grace to do that. Father, thank you for the task that I feel was well run. Help us, Lord, to look forward expectantly, not losing heart, but doing good, knowing that in due time we will reap if we faint not. Lord, what's next? Father, as a church, we want to do your will. We don't want to be ingrown. We don't want to just come here and do tradition. We want to be here and worship and learn and be empowered to go out there and do what you bid us to do. Help us to be about that this week as we move forward, Lord. But tomorrow, Lord, is an opportunity. As we gather together, Lord, to remember Miss Wanda, I pray for your spirit to rule and reign among us. Lord, that what is shared truly would be true and would point to the living Savior. So may you orchestrate all that you want to happen here tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. And let people see that Jesus is real in our life. We bow for your glory, and we pray that you might be glorified in us as we go. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.